Bible Baptist Church, located at 2015 Beulah Road in Madisonville, Kentucky, would like to invite you to listen to a message of the sovereign grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ by their pastor, David Edmondson.
After 40 years and approximately 1 month of wandering in the wilderness, the people of Israel are about to cross Jordan's River and enter into the Promised Land. And what a picture this is of the believer's salvation in Christ. What must a sinner do to be saved? How does any sinner enter into God's land of promise? Well, in Joshua chapter 3, verse 8, the Lord through Joshua, who's a beautiful picture of Christ, tells Israel what they must do. And the command is very clear, it's very plain and very instructive. Verse 8, the priests are to come to the brink of the water of the River Jordan, symbolic of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what are the people to do? Ye shall stand still in Jordan. Did you know that the phrase stand still in the Hebrew language means to present oneself? How are we to present ourselves to God? We're to present ourselves standing still. What does the sinner do in order to be saved? They're to do nothing. They're to stand still. Salvation is given without moving or working. Everything the child of God does, they do standing still in the Lord Jesus Christ. I can remember as a young boy going deer hunting with my dad and being in a deer stand with him. And you know how young boys can be, rambunctious and excited. And I'd say, Dad, when we go see a deer, when we go see a deer? And my dad very patiently and calmly said, Son, you got to be still. You got to be quiet. If you're moving around, you'll miss seeing. Oh, how that applies to seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. We live in a day where preachers tell sinners to take a stand and do something for God. Be a mover and a shaker for Jesus, they say. They sing, Onward, Christian soldiers, march on into war. But there's no war for us to fight. The war is over. There is no more war. It's finished. The conflict is over. It's finished, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ has finished the work of the believer's redemption. Our Lord doesn't need us to do anything. The only need there is that we feel our need of Him. And we have need to stand still. And that's when we'll see the salvation of the Lord. We stand still, bearing the Ark of the Covenant. We stand still holding up Christ as our offering for sin. We won't offer God our hearts. They're deceitful and desperately wicked. We stand still in Christ's finished work. In a day where religion is trying to win the battle against evil and obtain a righteousness by their own doing, folks have no understanding that the war against sin and death has already been won. He, the Lord Jesus, will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it, Isaiah 25:8. Friends, the burden's been lifted, the work's been finished, and we stand still and rest in Christ. Death is swallowed up in victory. Every believing child need not fear death and can rightly ask with confidence, O death, where is thy sting? And O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And when our Lord said it is finished, that is what He was talking about. Because of Christ's finished work, death has no sting. The grave has no victory. We stand still in Him, and that's why we can stand still and rest. We can rest because there's no work to be done. The work's finished. In Luke chapter 4, when our Lord came to Nazareth, where He was brought up, His custom was to go in the synagogue on the Sabbath and On this particular day, he stood up to read, and he took the scroll of the writings of Isaiah in our Bible. It's found in Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. And these are the words that he read. Listen to them closely. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and he sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Now this is speaking of God's redeemed people. They are poor, with nothing to offer God. They are brokenhearted over their sin. They are captive and sold under sin. They're blind and must be given sight. Sin has not only bruised them, but slain them. They're dead in trespasses and sin. And Christ is the only one that can deliver them. And he does so by us standing still and beholding him. All the pictures and types of the Old Testament pointed to the Messiah, the Savior of sinners, and they had all come to pass. The Lord said, today is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Christ came into the world to save sinners, and that's exactly what he did. Why, Jesus Christ is the mystery of godliness. Jesus Christ is manifest in the flesh. God is pleased with his Son and nothing else, and that is why we must be found in him. Until God reveals to us that we must stand still, we will never have any peace and rest. Now that phrase, stand still, is used 7 times in the scriptures, and in most instances, the term is used in conjunction with salvation, redemption, and deliverance. Let me give you a few examples. In Exodus chapter 14, God has delivered Israel out of Egyptian bondage. You remember the story? Sent plague after plague till Pharaoh let the people go. And now, as they travel on their way to the land of promise, they hear the thundering of Pharaoh's chariots behind them, and there's nothing before them or in front of them but water. What are they going to do? It is then that they hear the voice of Moses cry, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Moses said, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. What does it mean to hold your peace? It means to be quiet and be still. The Egyptians, representing the sin that plagued us all the days of our life, will plague you no more. What must you do to be saved? Hear me clearly. Stand still and see Christ as your salvation. Look to him and him alone. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Secondly, we must stand still to be reasoned with by the preaching of the gospel. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6, Samuel the prophet said to the people, it's the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Friends, salvation's of the Lord. Samuel went on to say, now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did to you and to your fathers. Friends, salvation is the free gift of God's perfect righteousness in Christ. Our righteousness is all the righteous acts of the Lord. We do no works of righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags. His righteousness, his perfect righteousness is imputed, charged to us. His righteousness is now my righteousness. When we preach the gospel, we reason with men. Though it's God himself that must cause a sinner to see and to hear, yet we reason with men and women through preaching so that they may see that they have no righteousness of their own, but reason that their righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. And we reason that the only righteousness that God accepts is the righteousness of God in Christ. God through Isaiah said, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." We are accepted only in Christ's perfect righteousness. And then thirdly, we must stand still and consider some things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Job, chapter 37, verse 14, it says, "Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God." Our Lord said, "Consider the lilies. Shall God not clothe you as it clothes them? Consider the ravens. They don't toil or labor, but shall God not feed them? And shall he not feed you?" We need to stand still and consider some things concerning Christ our Savior. The Lord told Joshua, "When you come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still." Why, we must stand still in order to come. A sinner must not move to come. There's no salvation in moving from one place in the church to the front of the church. Works religion says, work, move, do, don't do, work some more, do some more, and don't do this and don't do that. But the good news of the gospel says, stand still. Come without moving a muscle. Come while standing still. This is the declaration of Christ's propitiation. That's exactly what the gospel is. It's the declaration of Christ's satisfaction of all that God requires of you. There's nothing for you to do. Christ has done it all. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. God put him to grief. He should have put us to grief. But God put him to grief and bruised him when he made his soul an offering for sin. That being the sin of the elect, that being my sin, the sin of those who love him and trust him, and we love him only because he first loved us. God the Father shall see the travail of his, Christ's soul, and shall be satisfied. And it's in Christ that God is satisfied with us, with those who believe him, those who trust in him. "By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many." Not all, not everyone in the world, no, but for those that he came to die for. "For he shall bear their iniquities." Isaiah 53:11. What must I do to be saved? We must stand still. There's nothing that I can do to save myself. If I'm saved, it's because of Christ's finished work. If there is nothing I can do to save myself, then there's nothing I can do to lose my salvation, because my acceptance is in him and him alone and not in me. And that's the best news that any sinner has ever heard. And it's called the gospel. May God enable you to believe it.
You have been listening to a message by David Edmondson, the pastor of Bible Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of God's free, sovereign grace in Christ, you can write to our mailing address at P.O. Box 652, Madisonville, Kentucky 42431, or log on to our website at freegraceradio.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, we meet at 2015 Beulah Road, Madisonville, Kentucky. And our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m. Worship services begin at 11 o'clock a.m. Wednesday evening services at 7 o'clock p.m. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for another message of God's free and sovereign grace in the Lord Jesus Christ.